Burden to E.G. White, October 23, 1906. Loma Linda, California, October 23, 1906. Mrs. E.G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister, your good letter of September 14th was duly received. We are always glad to hear from you. I have not yet received the article on the subject of food manufacture, shall be pleased to receive it, as we are planning to start our food factory in the near future. We hope it will be so you can visit us sometime this winter. We shall be glad of your counsel and encouragement. The school is getting nicely started, with 30 or 35 students already at work. Brother Haskell has written me a time or two, rather urging that we proceed with buildings for the school this winter. But I thought we had better get along as best we can for this season with the few cottages we are putting up, and arrange for building next summer during the quiet season. I have not heard from you on this subject. We do not know just what your mind is. I think we shall be able to provide for the students we have this year without building a dormitory. And in another year we shall probably know better what will be needed, and then, too, it can be built easier during the summer when our patronage is light. We are of good courage, notwithstanding some things do not move as we should like to see them. Dr. White has returned from the East and is busy at her work again. I believe we secured the right person when we got her. I wish we had a gentleman physician equally good in every line. This is where we are lame. We are still looking about for a good, strong gentleman physician. My mind somehow keeps turning to Dr. Anthony, who is at Fresno in private work. Have you any light concerning him? In the past, you have mentioned him a time or two. There is also a Dr. Rubel in Battle Creek, who has been mentioned as a good physician, but has not had an extended experience. While I realize that everything is not dependent on the physicians, yet it is a great help to have a man who is strong in these lines. There are some points in our schoolwork that are not quite clear to our minds, and hence hinder us a little in planning for our work. And yet I believe the Lord will make these points clear to us as we proceed. The particular point is this. The general medical schools are now recognized by the state laws in such a way that the graduates are at liberty to practice the healing art according to the school under which they are graduated. So now, regulars, the eclectics, and the homeopathists, and recently the School of Osteopathy have been recognized, and all now have a standing with the State Board of Medical Examination, so their students who pass the examination are allowed to practice without molestation. The thought that perplexes us is this. Should we work to the end that our students, schooled under rational treatment ideas, and not under cover of any one of these other schools, should have a standing by themselves, like these other schools, under the state board, by which they shall have the same liberty to practice the healing art? Or should our school proceed without reference to these state regulations, leaving the graduate students who finish the course to stand on their own merit, making their way in these lines as best they can? Or should our school be designed simply to develop medical missionaries to work in evangelistic lines, without reference to professional work? These are points that perplex us somewhat, for they have a direct bearing on the molding of the school, not so much just at present as they will later on. Then, too, the students are constantly wondering what the results are to be to them when they have finished their course. If they are to work simply as evangelists with a medical qualification, the question arises in their minds how they are to use the medical skill. Can they make charges for their services in the care of the sick without state recognition, the same as other physicians? Or are they rather to be supported as ministers, doing their work as a missionary would? All these questions arise in the minds of the students, and as we are not entirely clear in our own minds, we cannot well answer them. It would seem to me that the Lord would give us standing room for our students who did thorough, conscientious work, if they worked as evangelists, on self-supporting lines, making proper charges for their services. But just how this is to be brought about, I do not know. If any light has come to your mind on these particular points, it would be of great service to us. One thing I am especially anxious about is that those who graduate from the school shall not settle down simply to professional work and money-making, as physicians commonly do, but shall be so imbued with the spirit and love of the message that they will use all their ability and time to help suffering humanity by bringing a knowledge of the special truths entrusted to us before the world, using their medical knowledge to help the people spiritually. And yet, with this in mind, it seems as if it would be a help to us if we had a little clearer idea just what standing we should seek for the school, along with other schools under the state regulations. Praying the Lord may guide us in these matters, we remain. Yours. Signed, Burden.